Welcome to episode 83 of Anime and Us. I'm TJ.
And I'm Sean.
And it's the review show that reads anime from A to Z. Sort of.
Alright, last episode we got category W. And did something funny happen last episode when we spun? I can't remember.
Yeah,
Because it was 2 weeks ago for us.
Yeah, it was TJ's choice. But I didn't really know what to pick. So I was like, screw it.
Oh, right, we spun again.
And we spun again and let the wheel randomly decide.
And something I've noticed is when a weird anime pops up and it's got a weird description, I'm always like, I don't want to watch this. And then I'm like, oh, I kind of like it. I've done that a lot, and I kind of like it. It's got its issues, but I kind of like it.
You kind of like it, really?
Yeah. And I think I realized why. It's a certain brand of anime. So Sword Art Online, this, a bunch of others. I can't remember the name. It's a certain kind. So you know the tags?
Yeah.
Sekai, S-E-I-K-A, something like that. I forget the exact tag. But it's a tag where the premise is the main character is taken from our world and thrown into another world. I kind of like those a little bit.
Okay.
And that's essentially what this is.
Sorry,
it's done poorly. SAO does it right. This does it poorly, but it's still good.
Since we're there at this point, why don't you just do the premise real quick?
Main character gets sucked out of his world and put into an...
No, he dies in our world.
Oh, that's what happened. See, the problem is we had 2 weeks off, so I started watching that time I got reincarnated as a slime, which is very similar presence.
Is it because there was a preview for it in one of the episodes?
So I started watching it, and it's very similar to this. My God. Yeah, so what, he dies, he gets stabbed, right?
No, he gets in a car accident.
That was the other one. They're very similar.
He's in a car accident and dies in our world and is reincarnated as a wizard in a new world.
Yes, he's like four or something, right?
Yeah. Well, no, he's born in that world, but Merlin...
His family gets killed in the woods.
Yeah, and he finds him as a baby and raises him there.
And apparently he's good at everything. He thinks of magic. They sort of go into a little bit of detail, not really, but he thinks of magic differently, so he learns it differently.
Well, he knows how things work because he was in our world. Mm. So he knows how hydrogen and oxygen works and stuff like that. And so he uses that in this medieval times world to really focus on how magic works and utilize it in ways other people can't. He's super overpowered. He's Goku.
Yeah. Well, more than that, Goku dies. Like, he gets hurt. This guy never gets hurt.
Well, this is also definitely a first season.
Yeah. There's only two fights with him in it.
Yeah.
There's one in the beginning, the first few episodes, and there's one at the end, and it's just, the first one was better, in my opinion. I like the first fight a little more, and it's just like, that's it. There's no real tension because he's so overpowered.
Right.
At least with Dragon Ball, you know people can die. They can wish back, but you know people can die.
Right. I mean, when you have that wish back thing, of course you use the death thing more often.
But to be fair, when you're first watching Dragon Ball, you only know people can be wished back once. So there is tension, and then they change the rules. They retcon it.
They always change the rules.
They retcon it.
We don't want this guy to stay dead, but we want to kill him. Mm-hmm. All right. So before we continue any further, why don't you read the wiki, because you didn't do that yet.
It was a manga that was written in 2015 on a user-generated novel publishing website. I'm not going to pronounce that. It's way too much. And in 2019 is when the anime was released. Silver Link developed it.
What's a user-generated novel publishing website?
I think what it is that most mangas go to, and light novels and mangas are pretty similar, except light novels are released in small book form, like a really small novel.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the same thing. It's a manga. It's just released in a bigger form. Most mangas in Japan are released weekly and like 10 pages, 15 pages, or something like that. And it goes to a book or a magazine like Shonen Jump, and which has a bunch of different ones.
Okay.
That's typically it. But a lot of them, like One Punch Man is one that's very similar. It goes to a website online because no one picked them up.
Oh, okay.
So it goes to more of a grassroots type thing.
They post it online. It's more like a self-publishing thing.
Yeah, pretty much. As far as I can tell, that's what it is.
Okay, I got you.
And then if people like it, like, obviously they're like this, it gets its own anime. Same in One Punch Man, and it ended up being so good that people liked it.
Okay, I got you. Go ahead. Go with your views here.
He's immensely overpowered. It's tiring. It's boring because of that. There's no real tension. No one important dies.
No.
You know what I mean? There's no tension there.
No one dies.
Well, yeah, there's that.
No one with a name dies.
Well, you know what? Someone does... every now and then people die. So, like, in the beginning, the one guy gets turned into a demon, and he cuts his head off.
Oh, yeah, I guess that's the guy.
Sort of they do.
But usually if they have a name, they don't die.
Yeah, 99% of the time.
Because they're ultimate magicians.
So there's no real tension there. It's not even like, if he's not... So, like, if they made it to where, if he's not on screen, then the other characters are in jeopardy. Yeah, you could make that. That'd be okay.
They kind
of
did that.
But it's not the case. They tried to do it, but then everything's fine, no matter what.
Yeah, they kind of did it in the last episode, where they got in trouble there.
And then he shows up and saves the fucking day.
Yeah, that's not my problem with the show at all.
What's your problem?
My problem with this show is, what was the analogy? I had it in my head when I came here. Now I can't remember. It's an has an interesting backdrop.
Yeah, it does a little bit, yeah.
But every time they talk, I can't. It's like
it's this weird friendship type thing.
If
weird.
The show would be interesting if it would just not talk. That was my whole problem with
his love interest, the voice actor for her, and not just the voice actress, but the direction and the writing they did for her character.
It's terrible.
It's so bad.
Oh my god. She is the worst.
Most poorly written person ever.
Her voice is grating on the nerves.
It sounds like I was thinking about this, what she sounded like. It sounds like a 12-year-old's Marilyn Monroe impression. It's very breathy, and it sounds like a child doing it.
It's fucking terrible. Scratchy and screechy, too.
At times, yeah.
It's like one of those, and it was one of those anime characters that they would portray as annoying in any other anime, you know?
Well, this one, she's got big tits, the main character's in love with her.
Exactly, she's the main protagonist, but her voice should be on one of those annoying characters. Mm. But it's not, and it's so irritating and frustrating.
It's fucking awful.
And then... Honestly, anytime they focused on the kids in this, the show was just bad. Mm-hmm. The dialogue was bad. The characters, the relationships, everything else. Everything about them is bad, and it's 90% of the show. They focus on this high school drama shit, and it's terrible. But when they focus on anything else, it's actually not terrible.
Like, they don't really get into describing how magic works, but they sort of dance around the edges of it.
Right.
And when they do, it's interesting.
It is. Even they do one episode with the villain's backstory and how he became a villain and stuff. Yes. That was very interesting. It was interesting. And I was like, can't we just stay with him? Because this is terrible.
Yeah, that would have been a great anime if it just followed him. And even if he lost at the end, it would have been great.
Right. It's just, they focus way too much on these kids, and not one of them is interesting. Mm-hmm. They're stereotypes, they're tropes, and they don't even flesh them out, a lot of them. The only two that get fleshed are the two main characters, and that's even bad and shitty, because they spend the first half of the anime awkward flirting and not pretending like they're not into each other, and then they finally get together, and one date, and then
they're engaged.
Now they're engaged, meeting each other's parents, and all of a sudden they're engaged to be married.
It's like the whole noble peasant thing feels really forced in this because they do it so quickly. So, you know, that was something. Remember the last anime we did that was like 3 episodes and it was story. This feels like that. This very much, it's a little slower, obviously, but it very much feels like that, but for 24 episodes. There's always something happening. There's no slowing down.
12 episodes.
Whatever it was. There's always something happening. It doesn't slow down really.
It felt like 24.
And it's not even good story yet. It did feel like 24. It's just bleh. Well,
No. I get what you're saying, except it does do that with everything around the kids, but with the
which
kids.
Which is mostly, like you said, 90% of it.
So they do all the background stuff, which is interesting and worth watching in condensed form. Bam, 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 here's all your plot points that you need. But everything else is revolved, like, it's like 11 and a half episodes of these kids. It's bad.
It's pretty bad. But like I said, the one episode follows the main bad guy, antagonist, who, by the way, fights him in the beginning. That's the first fight, the first of the two, and then never fights him again. So they're obviously waiting for a second season.
Right. I mean, he ends up taking over the neighboring country and just killing all the nobles because...
Turning them all into demons and then saying, oh, I'm done. I did what I wanted. You guys can do what you want.
Yeah, essentially.
And then at the very end of the show, Shin, the main guy, the guy that's overpowered, apparently gives the main bad guy, which I can't remember his name, a reason to do things again.
Right.
They sort of say that. They say, like, he has a reason to fight.
Because he's on his level, so forth, and it was just interesting. But it ends on, like, a stupid cliffhanger with a lot of things not answered. And this is one of the few animes that I looked up to see if it was going to have a second season. But I looked it up just hoping that it didn't get one. Because I did not want to watch another one of these
seasons. I looked it up too. From what I saw is it's unannounced. I think that's because of Rona. I think that's happening with a lot of things.
Yeah.
So we'll see. It probably will.
I mean.
I feel like it did well enough. It feels like something a lot of people that watch anime would like.
I know.
I don't mean to be mean when I say that. But there's a lot of crap. And this is for any genre. Not just anime. Any type of media. It's very generic and it appeals to young men. I feel like they're gonna watch it.
There is a lot of like boobs talk and you know.
Yeah, there's
like girls touching each other's boobs for no reason, and
there's a bit of cleavage, there's a bit of the sexual innuendos. There's not that much of it, but it's there and it is prevalent.
Enough of the girls are talking about breast size, and
that does happen a lot.
Yeah, which no girl in actual real life actually does that I've met anyway.
Yeah, neither have I, but then again, we're not in the girls' locker room, so.
That's true.
Who knows? I can ask my wife later.
But at least they don't do it out in public in front of guys.
Yeah, which they do in the anime, which is
right. Weird. And maybe they do it over in Japan. I don't fucking know. But there's too much of this crap that in too many of these animes. It makes me think, I really want to go to Japan just to see if these kids are like this.
Yeah, that's fair. I think what it is, though, maybe there's a tiny bit of it, and then they over-show it in the animes for two reasons. One, because they need to appeal to people, but specifically they need to appeal to a certain type of people.
Right, no, I understand that, but I want to know if people in Japan are actually watching this and liking it. Like,
I'm sure they are.
That they want a second season of this, and I want to know why.
Yeah, I mean, I do want to see what happens with the main bad guy, but at the same time, I don't really need it.
Do you think there's a Lost in Translation thing?
There might be. I mean, there's definitely some of that with some things.
Because we watch everything dubbed, because that's...
we've talked about the physical translation, not just the Lost in Translation, because that's a bit of a saying, but physical translations of the language.
Right.
There are things that are lost, for sure.
Right, but my point is, there's just these too many tropes and things going on in this that are so prevalent throughout. That
all animes. Not just this.
Yeah, but throughout all animes. That's why I'm wondering if there is something just lost in the translation.
What I personally think it is that they just found something that works and gets views, decide to stick with it. I think that's what it is. Trip and fall, and then, oh no, we're on top of each other, and my hand's on your ass or your tits, and they know that that works for these guys that want to watch it.
But I just have a hard time that all these Japanese people are bad writers.
You know, I read a lot of manga, and every now and then you'll see in the actual manga, you'll see editor notes, the people that write it. And almost all the time, when we're talking about shonen or these animes that are towards guys, somewhere in the manga they'll say, yeah, we're really bad at writing women, or we're really bad at writing romance. So maybe it is. Maybe that's exactly what it is. They know that this will work, and they know they're not good at it, so why not just do what works?
Just to fall on tropes?
Yeah.
Alright, but if you're gonna do that, why focus most of your anime around it? Why not focus on the interesting stuff that people actually want to watch around it?
Even me questioning, I don't know.
It's
generic. It's okay. It's bad at times. It's never great at times.
I had so much trouble getting through this.
It's a 4 or 5, I think, because it's average and then it's bad. We talked about this in a recent one.
Right, but
it's just never good.
Maybe for you that is, but I actually had a lot of trouble getting through this.
Whenever something's on Hulu or a streaming service, I can just click play and it's easy for me to watch. It's hard for me to watch when I have to go on the website. Really hard. So this was on Hulu, so I just clicked it and watched it. I finished it by Sunday, which is so rare. I usually wait till Wednesday night.
Yeah, Thursday I know. Morning. But I usually get it done within the first 2 days after we do when we find out what it is. Mm-hmm. But it took me in the course of over 2 weeks to get this done. Like, I didn't finish just till yesterday.
Wow.
Yeah.
12 episodes.
12 episodes.
That's easy to watch.
I just couldn't do it. Every time they talk, I wanted to turn it off. I just couldn't do it. It was just so bad.
It was tough at times.
And I don't know if we've just turned a bend, because there was a point where these bad animes, we just flying through them because we got numb to them, but now I think I'm getting to the point of burnout.
Maybe, who knows?
Because I just couldn't do it.
Yeah, maybe it's just particularly something you didn't like.
It's possible, because, I mean, literally, every time those kids were on screen, I just wanted to turn it off. Anytime that girl talked, I was done. Mm. But, like, there was one episode, that one episode focused on that guy, I got through that one easy.
Yes.
The villain.
That one was a good one. That was a really good episode. Yeah, at first, I didn't like it.
Yeah, me too.
And then a couple minutes and I'm like, oh, this is pretty good.
Yeah. So it was like, I don't know. I just had so much trouble with it. So yeah, I actually thought long and hard about what score I was going to give this one, and I'm going with 3.
3? I think I'm 4. It's not average. It's slightly below average. Maybe a 3, maybe a 4, I think.
It's not so bad that it's not like 801 TTS Air Brave. It's not Fantastic Children's Bed. It's only 12 episodes.
You don't want to put a gun in your mouth when you're done watching this.
Right.
But you think about it.
Yeah. You think about it at the time, but when it's done, it's out of your head.
That's fair.
It's one of those ones where it's like, I'm not angry at it. I'm just glad I'm to be done with it and move on.
I was glad. I hope there isn't a second season, because I don't want to watch it. But if there is one, maybe I'll read up and see what happens.
I don't even think I care enough.
So, what else was W?
Oh, this is Wolf's Rain, Witch Hunter Robin, and then this.
Oh, okay.
Because
Witch Hunter Robin, Wolf's Rain, this for me.
No.
Yeah, I think I liked Witch Hunter Robin.
No, you liked Wolf's Rain's better.
I don't know.
My
memory of it's different.
I know, but I'm telling you.
If I were going to rewatch one, I think I'd rather watch Witch Hunter Robin. I'll say this. I feel my impression of the memory is that Wolf's Rain was slower paced.
Yes.
And if I have to rewatch something, I want to be a little
slower. But Witch Hunter Robin was more episodic.
Oh.
Which you hate it. Which you hate it very much. And the last four episodes of Wolf's Rain, those OVAs where they all die at the end, made the entire series.
Okay, I'll go with that. Just watch the last
four. I'm telling you, it's Wolf's Rain's Witch Hunter Rob and this for you. I remember exactly.
Just tell me my opinion.
I know it yet. I remember how you reacted, because you were, like, so ghost in a shell with Witch Hunter Robin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, because okay. You liked some of it.
It's been a while.
You liked some of it, like, some of the things when it picked up.
Yeah, you know, I do remember it being very episodic.
And you liked it when it picked up, but then it was very slow in spots for you with that. And Wolf's Rain was kind of consistent throughout, and then the last four episodes really made up for the entire series.
Yeah, I feel like Wolf's Rain was just a little too slow. Yeah, they just cut it down a few episodes.
Yeah, 26 episodes. For anyone making an anime, 26 episodes is too much.
Long. Unless it's something that's f***ing fantastic, like Fullmetal Alchemist. Yeah. Unless it's something...
Or Cowboy Bebop.
Or Cowboy Bebop. Or it has to be Trigun. Good. It has to be really good.
Yeah, it has to be something that you want to sit through 26 episodes.
Not, I don't want to say masterpiece, but if it's not aiming to be a masterpiece, don't do it.
If it's not something on a high caliber level, you're just...
12 is the spot.
Yeah, if you're going to go for something average, go for 12. Because at least a 12 average has a chance of being really good.
Yes. Anyway, so there's only four... options for X.
Yeah.
X Bomber, X-Men 2011, and Zammed. Lost Memories. I'm just going to say Lost Memories for that.
Zammed.
There's actually more of our choices in there than there are actual choices.
There's a
60% chance that we're going to get to pick something.
There's five choices for our little things, which in a wheel that has 130 options is...
That's not a problem. Yeah, it's probably not going to happen.
But in one that has four options, it gives us a 60% chance.
Alright guys, we're going to spin for X.
And now he's turning it down because of the thing.
No. Looks like we're getting XTV.
Yes, it is.
Hey, look at that. I've seen the movie. There's a movie at the end of it. Whether we want to watch it or not, I'll leave it up to you. I think it's like 24, 25 episodes, so we got a long one.
Yeah, we got a long one. It's...
And an old one, but let's click on it.
But you know what's funny? It's 60% chance still got a freaking random anime. I guess I'm reading it. It's the Year of Destiny, and 15-year-old Kamui Shiro, a powerful psychic, has returned to Tokyo after a 6-year absence. He returns to protect his childhood friends, Fuma, and Fuma's younger sister, Katori. But destiny and fate are haunting Kamui. And pulling himself and his loved ones. It is his destiny to decide the fate of the world and mankind, no matter if he wants to roll or not.
The tags. Superpower, shoujo, romance, magic, fantasy, drama. Actually, a lot of tags. Sometimes we'll get things with, like, one tag or none.
Yeah. Even.
24 eps, by the way. Yes, I just said eps. Oh, looks like there's another X and Omen English dub. I wonder if that's a movie. I guess we'll find out. We'll let you guys know.
Yeah, I mean, if Sean watches them.
We'll see.
He doesn't tend to do extra work.
Alright guys, next episode.
X. Yep. Talk to you later. Bye.